Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we are looking at a side of real estate that does not get talked about nearly enough.
And if you are picturing wide open haddocks rather than open homes, you are in the right place.
The article is called Stock and Station Agents, Getting Qualified in Rural Real Estate in NSW. It's for anyone living and working in the country or thinking seriously about making the move.
So let's start at the beginning. What does a stock and station agent actually do?
The role covers the sale of farms, grazing country and agribusiness property, livestock sales, rural goods and land transactions. It's a very different world from residential.
Completely different. A residential agent is thinking about bedrooms and street appeal. A stock and station agent is thinking in hectares, carrying capacity, water, seasons.
That is a good way to put it. And the work blends property and produce. One week you might be marketing a working cattle property. The next, you are involved in a livestock sale.
So it's outdoors as much as it is office-based.
Very much so. And that's a big part of what makes it feel like a different career altogether.
Now, is this actually a growing area? I think a lot of people assume rural property is a quiet backwater.
The article addresses this directly. Farms change hands, agribusinesses expand, regional towns keep moving. That activity needs agents who genuinely understand agriculture.
Not city agents flying in for a single listing.
Exactly. And here's the thing. Because the knowledge is specialist, fewer people hold the qualification. That scarcity is part of the appeal.
So it's a niche. And in a regional community, if you are the trusted local person who knows the land, the families, the market, you are genuinely hard to replace.
That's the article's point. It's a niche, and that's exactly why it can be a strong place to build a career.
Okay, so let's talk about the actual qualification. How do you get licensed for this in NSW?
There's a two-step process. First, you complete the stop and station qualification through a registered training organisation like Archer Institute. That's a 5-unit specialist course. Then, separately, NSW Fair Trading recognises the licence category that lets you trade.
So Archer issues the qualification, Fair Trading issues the licence. They're separate steps.
Correct. And the article is clear. Once your units are done, you confirm the current requirements with Fair Trading before you start working in the field.
What do the 5 units actually cover?
Rural property, livestock, agribusiness dealings, plus the core agency knowledge that underpins any real estate work. A standard residential course never touches livestock or agribusiness. That's what the 5 units exist to teach.
So it's not an add-on to your residential license. It's a completely separate qualification.
Yes, and that matters for residential agents thinking about moving into the country. The article is specific. You complete this course rather than relying on the license you already hold.
That surprises people. They assume their existing license covers it.
It does not. Different product entirely.
Who does this actually suit? Who should be thinking about this path?
The article identifies a few clear fits. Graziers and farm managers looking for a new chapter. Rural professionals who want a recognised qualification. Residential agents in country towns who want to serve the agricultural side of their market.
So people who already have a foot in the rural world.
That's the common thread. Comfort with land, livestock, and the slower, relationship-driven way regional business gets done.
That is a real thing. Regional business runs on relationships and trust. It's not transactional in the same way.
And the article does acknowledge that city agents can make the transition, but your understanding of the land and the community is what makes the qualification work in practice.
Right. What about the study format? Because if you're living 2 hours from the nearest city, a classroom timetable is just not realistic.
This is one of the most practical points in the article. The 5 units are online and self-paced. You work through them at the kitchen table, between jobs, or in the quiet stretch of the season. No travel required, no time off the land.
That flexibility is genuinely the point for rural learners.
And if you get stuck on a unit, there's a real Australian-based support team. A real person you can reach, not a chatbot or a ticket queue. Support that runs from enrolment to completion.
That matters when you're out in the country and you need an actual answer.
It does.
So what's the one thing a listener should do after hearing this?
If the land is where you belong, look up the stock and station qualification. Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. It walks you through the 5 units, the licensing process, and who the specialism is built for.
And if you want to talk it through with someone?
Call Archer Institute on 1800 069 273. They offer nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. They'll explain how the 5 units work and how to fit study around your season.
The land is where you belong. Now you know how to turn that into a recognised career.